Americans really believe like when the world is make, everybody is supposed to speak American.
Yeah.
Americans really believe that when when Mary gave birth to Jesus,
everybody's supposed to talk American from that.
God, Jesus come out and say, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? I was going to go down the street, man. Hey, what's up, Joseph? Hey, give me a high five, Joseph.
High five, brother. Hey.
What's up, Joseph? Welcome, welcome to Dale Elliott Podcast. I am your host, Dale Elliott, and I am here with my co-host, Crooks.
Yeah. No!
Got you. Stop the foolishness. But no, I want Vans, you know?
Oh, Vans?
Vans. I get them on Black Friday sale. I buy three of them.
Oh, what?
Yeah, $75. The three of them.
Really?
Bad.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't pass that up, Dina.
Mm-hmm.
And about the lace, them tough.
Bad man, me like it. It have a little flowers thing, panitan. I know, it have a foreign vibe. I feel it, like a skater.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
I feel like right now, kick, push. Right now, you can't catch me out of Venice right now. Rock on, dude.
You do be out there like bicycling and.
Come on. Yeah. Come on, bro.
My vibes out there, surfing, you know what I mean?
It's insane, dude.
Insane, bro.
Bro, you got to come catch these waves with me one day, man.
Bro, check it out, bro. We go out, waves, matcha, waves.
It's a great day.
It's crazy, bro.
It's an amazing day, bro.
It's going to be dope.
Rock on.
You know what I mean?
Why the man that talks?
That's like its own accent, you know.
Some rocket power style.
Surfing is the only sport that have an accent.
Me even when the for them accent is drop.
Yeah.
Drop and get up back.
Yeah. Facts.
So.
Facts.
Don't forget, people. Like, share, comment.
Right.
Subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
And I must commend you guys. On how you guys have been, you know, supporting us.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
My channel has grown. You know. Me get 1,000 subscribers. Me there 116,000 subs.
Boop, 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 boop.
And also, you know, how we been a watch religiously. No, but me need more on if I watch doing it.
Straight. So like, share.
Send it round.
You see me?
But yeah, tap in. Now, we did an episode.
Yeah.
And we were talking about you are not more Jamaican than me. And
yes,
we left out a couple tiers of Jamaicanness.
The Jamaican tier list.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So one tier of Jamaican where we never include was the one them were born in America and God Jamaica.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I would have put them at tier one Jamaican.
Tier one?
Tier one.
Would you put them at it like... So, do I disagree with that? I don't think I can disagree
with
that.
But feel like when them... Because them grew at Jamaica.
I think you feel like if you go through school and them...
Like you got school... And them have them Jamaican accent crisp.
Yeah, very.
Crisp.
Them just have a... Yes, them citizens somewhere else.
Yeah,
them,
yeah. It's like them born at Jamaica.
Yeah,
and them go school at Jamaica.
Yeah,
and them left. Them go back a foreign after a while, you know. But them did there at Jamaica from them are all three.
True.
A full True. Blown Jamaican.
Yeah, like. I feel like if you have a yard nickname, if you have like a Jamaican high school nickname or a you see me?
What kind of busted?
Like if you're a busted a yard. Mm. Then you're Jamaican.
No you have some man. Crazy nickname at Jamaica.
The nicknames was crazy. You have the staple ones. You have the staple nicknames.
Blacks. Chin.
Biggs. Chin. Brown man.
So where you come from, they have some simple nickname.
Yeah, some of them did simple. No, yeah. I feel like those are like
universal
ones.
Like Jamaican nicknames.
Yeah, like them one day is like, I feel like every community have a brown man.
Where me come from, would it have nicknames like Titty Man?
We have a British name, Gunhead.
Yeah, big up Titty Man. Mini me. of course, it had to be short.
Yeah, of course.
Mini me. Let me see.
But I have a virgin name, Pampas.
Pampas. But I have a virgin name, Blessed.
Blessed.
You know, I have a big head. Whoa, that sounds crazy to say. That's crazy to say.
That name they couldn't work.
Eyes are bleed.
Eyes are bleed. That's a tough one still.
Yeah, he's a smoker.
Yeah, that's a tough. You
know, eyes are bleed. 5-speed.
That could Eyes are bleed could be a real name, you know.
Yeah, that could be an artist.
Artist. Artist name.
Like an artist first, could have like, named Eyes are bleed.
Eyes are bleed.
Could a thief that, you know?
That tough, you know?
Could a thief that?
That tough.
But some simple. Most Beanie, enough people named Beanie.
Yeah.
Father Eye. My brother named Father Eye.
Yeah, him sound like him, yeah, them big.
Yo, brother.
Him sound like him, yeah, them big. Father Eye, yeah, so like.
Brother. And then man. Some regular name like all 100. Like, what would that come just in that man's mind? Yo, my name is 100.
Just 100, you name. Just that's how just you that.
100. It's
always. My brother named Flingstone. No, lie. Him the name Fred. His name was not Fred.
Oh, like, not Fred.
His
damn.
Name was not Fred.
So them call him Flintstone.
Them call him Flintstone.
So you never get a name?
No, I was always Crooks. I was either Crooks or Biggs.
I mean, you never really impactful.
Yeah, never super impactful like that. I never have nothing where it's like, yeah, man, I'm me that.
No, them used to call me Evil Knievel.
That makes, that fear. That fear.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair.
Literally, Evil Knievel. One little red pitney, I get trouble.
Beer problem.
Evil Knievel. Yo, what evil there? Evil Knievel, give us something.
Judge, now we're yo, evil there.
Yo, so the man them say, yo, give us something. No, man. You know why? Because them used to see me. Me used to do things like, one, play X games. So me would have like set up my bicycle on the road.
And like, ramp over set, thing.
Put
and...
like a ramp and... cut up myself.
Oh, the real Evil Knievel.
Yeah, Evil Knievel. Try jump from one tree to the next. Climb up on my roof. Try jump off with umbrella.
Why would I say if you do them, do more of them things that to nowadays?
No! You're mad. Mad evil can't manage them things anymore.
YouTube would have loved that.
Bro, YouTube would cherish now if we don't start some madness.
Chuck from off of the balcony and
broke on. Them would watch that.
Yeah, they would. Hey guys, today we're going to see how many pizzas can Dale jump through from the balcony. 10.
People just want to hurt yourself. At this point, people just want to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? So the video we did post, and if you haven't seen the part one to this video, go check it out.
Yes.
It's called You Are Not Jamaican, More Jamaican Than Me.
Yeah.
You know we have people at Jamaica right now, where they even count we as Jamaican?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, man. You're there foreign too long.
It's like...
You're there foreign too long. That's I feel like that's how...
So it's like you lose your Jamaicanness.
You lose it. Your Jamaicanness expire to your Jamaicans. You know?
Yeah, like...
It expire after a while.
When you move from Jamaica, are you going to live a foreign?
Yeah, man.
It's like, no, you're a foreign Jamaican.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we just... It's like, they must say, all right, then. Because there's somebody there, you know. Somebody said, deal about all your talk. You feel like Jamaican right now, look for you as Jamaican. I said, what do you mean? Mama said, no. Man of Jamaica right now, nah, pre you like Jamaican.
No,
you say, you're a foreign Jamaican now.
Yeah, you're a foreigner where you do things as
I mean,
a Jamaican.
You're Jamaican, you know. But we're not gonna really.
Why Jamaicans do that? Why Jamaicans, as soon as you reach to a point where it's like you're a little bit outside of Jamaica now? It's like, all right, you're good.
But we do the same thing.
We do.
Why are we there with tears at Jamaica? Like, why would they try to prove?
Because it's a reality where we see. It's a reality. All right, I know you had this conversation. I know you must have this conversation. I've had this conversation mad times. You ever tell anybody how long you've been in America and now it's like that validate how not Jamaican you are?
Brother.
Like, so how long you there? How long you there? Then, why am I there? Like a good... Oh, 9 years? Long time. What long time you up here, bro?
You're not Jamaican again. You're
not even really Jamaican again. So you still eat ackee and them something?
No, you lose your scent.
It gone.
Yeah. Because, when me tell you, say, me there Jamaica, I'm a seat. Dog, foreign scent is real, you know?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You see, foreign scent, vital.
Yeah, man.
Like.
Man, you smell like foreign.
When me younger, I used to at Jamaica, me could have sit down in a room and know when a foreigner enter.
Yeah.
Me could have been like, whoop.
The aura just changes. You literally smell it.
Me say, brother, me never go New York yet in my life, you know. The moment I do, somebody pull a door, I walk in, we just start here, New York! Concrete jungle, wet dreams! Me, I say,
somebody smell like...
Somebody smell like, like foreign stuff.
Smell like Tim's. Smell like...
Smell like people like... Brother, foreign have a different smell. But the funny thing is, when you live a foreign, you don't even know, say, when you go to Jamaica, you have a different scent.
I feel like it's a different scent, It's a different energy entirely.
But foreign scent, it's hard to describe, you know. It's hard to describe foreign scent. You only have to have.
Yeah.
You have to have the foreign scent, but foreign scent hard to describe because me can't even tell how foreign are supposed to smell. But when me go to Jamaica or when me live in Jamaica, me could have just smell a foreigner.
I feel like, all right. I feel like it's a thing like, you see, if you have like a baby powder kind of smell, or if your cologne are too expensive. I mean, I don't know what kind of big cologne there. I mean, it depends still, because people there in Jamaica have money.
Yeah. Brother, it's so weird. Me can tell a shoes. Can tell a Jamaica shoes. me can buy two pair of Air Force right now. Mm-hmm. I send one, go walk through Avetry.
Mm-hmm.
I send one, go walk through New York City. No, these are two places where whole heap of foot traffic take place and bubble gum there on the ground and you can step on it and somebody can step on your shoes and scuff it. And so practically the two same thing is just New York City, wicked bigger.
Yeah.
But me can look upon the New York City Air Force.
And see the difference.
As he said, that did step up in a New York City.
Yeah.
And me can look upon the Avetry Air Force, brother, and tell the difference.
That's something about it,
brother.
Yeah, man. That Air Force, they are stepping a coaster bus, bro. You have a coaster bus look to it.
Me no know, brother. Dog, it's so severe as you can go in our house right now and take a picture. And me can tell you.
True.
Say a Jamaica day.
Very true.
Or a foreigner day.
Very true.
What?
Very true.
I apply do something to your phone, brother.
Bro, me see people take picture. Me see people take picture. And them just, you know, normal picture. And I'm like, oh, when them go Jamaica? Not say Jamaica.
Not say Jamaica
in the picture necessarily.
All me see is the sky.
There's something about the I don't know if it's the air, so the picture can see different.
Something about how the sweat look. Brother, me can see a man snapping from a car.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, oh, dog, they're Jamaica.
There, yeah. I never know say reach a yard.
We didn't even have to look through the window or nothing. Just
something about it.
Is it that we as Jamaicans just know Jamaica?
I think we know it so well. It's like a fingerprint, you know. It's like you can't really tell what it is.
But you just know.
It's like when you know somebody not Jamaican.
You know, like, what I mean? It's like something that's something like, you're like, you know, maybe right. This not half. Hey, by the way, you know, make sure not comment, you know. Because I like when everybody are part of the conversation.
Yeah, man. The comments have been doing really well.
We're doing a very good job with the comments them. So continue.
Like you ever talk to somebody and it's like something about them. You just know, say, I know yard man this.
Like I said, maybe something about this too.
Yeah, it's like
something. That person, is it that person I try too hard?
And sometimes they not try too hard neither, you know. But it's like the trying where them trying just don't seem real. You know them way there?
But I can say the same for a man where like Jamaican, but I move like a full-blown like Yankee.
Yeah.
Yo, a damn man, they hurt me.
Bro.
Big man thing. That's the worst.
That's the most annoying one, Loki.
Like, to me, when American, I move like Jamaican.
Yeah.
My pro died. Me, yeah. I say, ah, I try to catch a sauce. Brother, when we see a yard man, I try to ward. Yo. Chano.
A yank when never yank ever in him life. It never.
Yo.
Him the evil know about airport. And yeah, my dogs.
Brother, man, him they are firing for 3 months. man, father are firing for 3 weeks.
I talk about, yeah, man. Me and my boys, you feel me? We was.
It's crazy, son.
It's crazy, son. We was on. We boys was moving crazy, bro. We was in the streets getting that whoop, 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 whoop. It's like, brother, why are you talking like this? Why
you know what the worst thing too? They man them, not even them. When the man them start use the American slang them.
I don't like hearing American slangs in Jamaican accents too tough. I don't know what something about that.
Well, some of them
okay.
I can't say American slang in a Jamaican accent. Me have to say it in an American accent. Like, yeah. If me I can do it,
yeah.
Better me just go all the way.
Yeah, true.
You know?
True.
Because, even what I'm saying now on video recently about certain, I feel like certain American slangs,
mm-hmm.
especially like the New York and the Philly and the South,
yeah.
Some of them crazy to me.
Yeah.
Yo, right now,
yeah.
The one when me can't get over is, yo, stop jacking me.
Oh, like my TV style. Like,
yo, you
like,
jacking me, son.
So that has always been a crazy one. There's another wild one. I don't even know if we can say it, but
stop sweating me.
sweating me.
Stay.
Sweating no bad. No. Still, you know?
Crooks, yeah, sweat me, you know.
Okay, no, stop, you can't tell me something I sweat. No.
Stop sweating me. No,
yeah, no yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, it don't. Mad tight is crazy.
Mad tight
is
crazy.
Absolutely insane.
You dig?
I'm not mad at you dig.
You dig?
I'm not mad at you dig.
Somebody me like, you know. I'm telling you what I'm like.
You see me?
Tell you what I'm like. Me like, you're... Hey,
yeah, I'm not mad at you.
You're not bad.
Yeah.
Or, you know, LA on a dead homies.
Dead homies. I like dead homies.
Dead homies. I don't like dead ass.
No, dead I feel like dead ass is crazy.
Dead ass is crazy. Dead you ass know is crazy. What crazy to me?
Which one?
Look at a man and I say, yo, man, suck my dick. To me?
Bro, so suck my dick is crazy. Get off my dick is crazy.
Get off my dick.
These niggas be on my dick, son. What? No.
Exactly. But me not like some of them words, like my favorite American, like bad word of all time. I'm always like to say it.
Which one?
Get the fuck out of here. Yo, I'm telling this. When me learn that word, sorry for my bad word. When me learned that word, that nobody could, me zero America.
Listen, that was it.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Listen to me. Brother, I love that word there so much, brother. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you put the little Italian kind of.
It just have a, you know, something about that word.
It have like a bomboclaat energy.
Yeah.
Like something about it, you know. It have a strength.
It have a strength. Me like.
There's some bad, there's some, them have only for bad ones.
Fuck you mean. What?
Fuck you mean is that one kind of crazy still. Me like that one there. But I feel like that one there is like, you have to really commit to that one there. Like, you have to really go, fuck you mean.
Like, you have cold in your throat if you say that.
Yeah, you know, you can't just, that one there, you can't just use pan a regular. You
know what I mean? What if I tell them talk about? Oh, we speak like our accent.
Yeah,
and trust me, American people have some.
Depends, Americans act like them don't have accents
because it's so much accents here. Americans really believe like when the world did make, everybody is supposed to speak American.
Yeah,
Americans really believe that when big Jesus, when Mary gave birth to Jesus,
everybody's supposed to talk American from that.
God, Jesus come out and say. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? I was going to go down the street, man. Hey, what's up, Joseph? Hey, give me a high five, Joseph.
High five, brother. Hey.
What's up, Joseph?
That's what I'm talking about, Joseph.
Yeah,
how you doing,
man? We about to go down into Bethlehem right now, man. We chilling.
Here with these animals in the barn, you feel me?
Hey, what's popping? What's popping? 12 disciples.
Big Jesus in the building, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's it. Like, ho! It's like Mary had a little lamb, yo.
could you imagine, like, Bible times with them kind of attitude there, bro. them, like Jesus was a rapper.
The level the level of arrogance. The level of arrogance. But yo, we stay so too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, we feel like everybody's supposed to.
Yeah, we feel like everybody's supposed to kind of understand me. Sometimes we get carried away, though.
I feel like a lot of times we get carried away because the Jamaican accents also go crazy.
Yeah, but.
Like, people underestimate how wild the accent can accent stray to, you know.
What me like is, me like the facts and me learn off a code switch.
No, I'm still not great at code switching, but thankfully I feel like I never need it.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because you in Jamaica, on the tier, you are like a, I would say you're a middle class. You are like middle.
Okay.
You have upper middle and lower. You probably was upper middle or middle. Me would have been lower. Me would have been lower middle. Cause I'm never poor. Okay. Because I never have nothing.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I was middle.
You did middle.
Yeah, cause I had friends that had it, and we just know say my parents did not work. You know,
is it your parents that work?
My parents did not work, but my friends. My friend were have it, you know.
My mother and father did their part.
Yeah.
And at no point in time did my grandparents forget to remind me.
They are firing.
Me say, I'll leave me now have nothing for eat. Mother and father, they are firing, you know. Don't ask me for nothing. Go ask your mother, your father.
Wickedness.
Evilness.
Jaja.
But there is levels to accents.
Yeah.
So like you, the reason why you have it so easy in America without switching up is because you have a pure, like proper English accent. You went to prep school, right?
Yes.
Yes. I could tell that. I could tell.
Yes.
Went to what was the name of prep school? Obistand?
No, I went to
Our Lady of the Angels.
No, I went to Heidel for a little bit.
You went to Heidel prep
for like for a year, and then I went to Holy Childhood prep.
So you went to Holy Childhood prep.
Mm-hmm.
See, so you've been going to like prep schools.
Yes,
it's even crazy to mention prep school. Like prep.
So you know what's so wild? I thought every school was a prep school.
No, bro. Listen to me.
It wasn't until I got out into the world. No,
prep school and primary school dynamic.
I didn't know. Make
a look on a man and tell if he used to go to prep school or a primary school, you know.
Yeah.
By own speak.
Wow.
I only care. Hey, Jaja. Comments.
Jaja.
Comments. Tell me if you couldn't spot a prep school goer. Me can't see a youth and how a youth, I can be like, oh, that youth was a primary school, man, that youth. It's like a primary school, you know.
Which primary school you go? Like, prep school.
Me could I tell you you go on prep school? Because, I don't know, you talk different.
My mother used to also teach English, so she was very like...
That make it even worse.
Yeah, my mother was very... So I couldn't even really talk patois too tough around mommy. As soon as me say anything crazy, I'm getting corrected.
But who should I talk... Your father talk patois though?
Yeah.
Why woman love do that?
She talk patwa too.
But you can't talk
You know, something about if Moa use the bathroom. Want. I want to use the bathroom.
No, like, me can't.
Okay. Either way, I'm about to piss up myself. So.
If me, I can be honest, I don't have an immediate family member. That know how to speak proper English.
Like proper English.
All the time. No, we know how to do it.
Yeah.
But we not do it.
just not.
Yeah. Not my mother. No.
Even she.
Not even my mother. No, my mother can't speak proper English, you know. She can't speak multiple languages.
Yeah.
And she like tell people to speak proper and them thing there.
Yeah.
But she talk patois too.
What is it? All right.
There is just a difference, bro.
But what is it about Jamaicans being anti-patois?
No.
I feel like there's an anti-patwaness.
It depends upon the class.
Yeah.
Because you could have tell the part of Jamaica where we come from.
Yeah, true.
By how me sound.
Yeah.
And people not understand that enough. Yeah. Yo, you can see a primary school youth and be like,
Yeah.
Like, I used to go to primary school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, where you at? Tell me one primary school you know. Tell me if you know any primary school at all.
I don't. I couldn't even think of one.
Me can't even believe say you never even know a primary school like exists.
No, it's not that them don't exist. I thought all the schools at that level
would have been considered prep.
I thought that's what you called a primary school.
Prep?
I thought a prep school and a primary school was the same thing.
Okay, let me tell you the difference. The difference with primary school is it's government owned. Yes, and we don't pay school fee.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Exactly. A prep school, you guys pay per term.
Per semester, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So some term is 35,000 a term, which is a very cheap prep school.
Yeah.
And some prep school go all the way up to like
200,
300,000 a term.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy still, you know?
I know. No, I know, like, there is probably schools where it costs more than that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think when I was going to school back in the day, my whole childhood prep was like, I think it was like 30,000, 35.
All right. And if that was them time, that is way more now.
Yeah, probably ridiculous.
Yeah, man. Used to go to Primacal Primary School, man. Yeah, man. Right side of Marvalley and Primacal, right? Yeah, man. Right side of Marvalley.
Yeah.
Waterhouse cross the road, Marvalley in the right side of the plaza, back at Primacal at the back.
Trip madness.
Yeah, man. Marvalley all age around the road, walk at Marvalley all age. You know, drop the fence, reach a Primacal High School. Beanie Man used to go to Primacal High School, big up Beanie Man.
See there.
A beer people used to stab and kill. Every day somebody get tab up over there. Me say, oh Lord.
Why?
Over there at primary school, and me say to me, say, hey, don't pass for lad me done.
What's lad me done?
Primacal High.
Pembrokeshire High is Lad Madon.
That we call it.
Why you call it Lad
Madon? Because apparently when you go there, so
it's over for
you're done. You're done. So it used the name Lad Madon.
That is wild.
Bro, I've seen like literal sword fights at that school. Like two man, like Sharingan, ching, ching, ching. Like, holy. Missing man from the school. Fight man, come back with gun, fire shot like that. That was where me grew up. I see, at Primacal High School. No, you know, shout out to Primacal High. Must be better. No,
it gotta be.
I've seen some stuff.
Wow.
Mrs. Security, stop two fight, and the man when stop fight come back and shot the security.
No, I laugh. You know, that's crazy.
You know.
That's great. That would never happen at Holy Childhood.
No, that would never happen. But I think it's because of the way the community situated.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, Primacal is not a ghetto.
No.
It's just like a P site.
It's a P site, and I think because it's
right where that it's sandwiched between
couple ghettos.
So it's like. Marvalley is right there.
Yeah.
Jewsland is right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sherlock, they're down the street. Yes. River Tande, over. So it's like, it does Akiwak, they're right up the top from it. There's nowhere to go.
It's in a precarious.
Exactly. So anybody where live in another them ghetto there, end up at Primacal High School. So
end up a lad me done.
But it's probably better now.
Yeah.
But me just remember the big thing with Primacal High was that Beanie Man used to go Primacal High.
That's like the claim.
Like
to fame,
full blown. Like me remember me have Bridget went past with Primacal and then I cry and somebody said, no man, Beanie Man.
If Beanie Man used to go to my youth. It's not that bad. You see me?
You didn't see Beanie Man used to go Primacal.
If Beanie Man
used to go Primacal.
You see me?
You're good.
You think you're better than National Treasure?
King of the Dancehall.
You're better than the King of the Dancehall. Go on and put on a uniform and go on a Pembroke. What color? Them wear tie on them something?
Brother, Primacal wear purple.
Purple?
Yeah. The girls wear purple.
What?
Like a purple.
Khaki, let's play.
Khaki and I think Primacal wear either epaulette. Purple and yellow epaulette.
Purple and yellow epaulette. You're not going to
see them.
Yeah, I was like, I don't feel like I've ever seen that.
Yeah, you're not.
I feel like I've seen what they wear, tunic, the girl them?
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen the purple tunic.
And trust me, that's not bad enough. You want to go on school like all Penud.
That sound crazy.
Brother, eat it.
Cha-cha.
Marvel College.
So now, as a prep school goer.
That used to be a fear, yo, though.
All ages sounded like, dog, as a prep school goer, all age sounded like prison, bro. That's not like, you know where I go there ever.
But you realize, no, we're a big man, school at school.
School at school. I mean, as a child.
Well, we're not going to say school at school.
I mean.
The school where I go at Jamaica really have a lot to do.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't care how people disagree with me.
That's true.
But the school where you send your child at Jamaica.
That's very true.
Pivotal to them success.
Yeah. Yeah. Because even if I look now, it's like a lot of my connections was because...
Connections?
Yeah, it was because like that I still have today.
Outside of education, the connections where you make if you go certain school, are going to last forever.
Yeah, facts.
So it just depends. Now, you can be the diamond in the rough, our rough school.
Yeah.
Or you can be... One of many
diamonds at the big school. Yeah.
But school at school is just how the perception when we little, how them would have make certain place feel like, yo, where I go right now? Where I go right now? Rough.
Like, yo, that school, eh? Yo, you know, I go them school, eh? You know? Like, even when I got judges, like, all right, you have JC, you have KC. Judges is like, out of the argument, right?
Even the fact that you went to Georges solidifies you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, when you see the trajectory, I feel like it kind of explains, you know, the prep school.
You have some gangsters who used to go to Georges, you know?
No, absolutely.
Most of them used to play ball too.
But I also only went for a year, so I can't even say I'm a really good Georges. I mean, they only go for Georges 6
months. You just got a 6 months.
Yeah, and... Brother, thank God them did bring in some woman in a sixth farm them time. The idea of an all-boys school was very, very, like, unfamiliar to me.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
It is... I wouldn't send my child... If me have a child at Jamaica...
Yeah.
I wouldn't send my child to a co-ed school.
So looking back now, I agree with you. But at the time, I was just so used to being at a co-ed school that I couldn't imagine not having a girl around the place now. Like, that's crazy.
I swear to you, never. Yeah. When me did a KC, can we get best of both worlds? Me used to go Meadowbrook first.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when me did a Meadowbrook, you know, big up all of my Meadowbrook friend them.
Yeah.
Still have them friends there today. And me can't say me probably closer to some of my Meadowbrook friend them. Than my KC friend them.
Yeah. Same with me and Georges.
But in terms of just the, can't even say brotherhood. Sound crazy. But the camaraderie.
There we go.
When we make a KC.
Yeah.
In terms of just a willingness to do something. Be great. Like how them instill that in our all boys school.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yo. You're a great man. As a great man, you need for the this and need for the you need, and then you not have the distraction of a woman. And then trust me, how women used to and not even distraction. Nah, big man thing. Enough people would agree with me. A girl would just talk to you at Jamaica just because you used to go at all boys school. When me younger, that's true. You never go KC, Calabar, Georges, Woolmans, you're doomed.
Very true.
As man.
Very true. Brother, all if you go to co-ed school, all of the girls at the co-ed school.
Want to talk to a boy from,
So it's like if you're there at co-ed school, it's like low-key, you have to look at all girls' school.
Exactly. Yeah,
you can't look none of the one them there, because them I look JC, man, and KC, man. And
I remember people buying ties from me, we go all kind of schools.
just
so them can say, oh, them used to go KC.
Yeah. And it have a pull. It have a pull.
It do something.
It
do something for them.
I mean, you might have missing up when them start ask which year you go and if you also you know you don't know Kevin.
When they ask you which class, eh? Nah?
Oh Lord, man. Yeah, man.
Oh, because you see, I used to catch a man and whenever go KC, you know, you see if you ask a man from KC, you say, oh, yo, which class, eh? Nah? And them say, all, me then 9B, 9C, no class at no KC. We don't word like that.
So how were the classes there? That was like
great men. So all classes are KC name after somebody.
So which classes?
You have holding. Me in a holding.
Yeah.
Okay. First me in a Clark.
Mm-hmm.
We have Clark, Holding, McDonald, Miller, Hardy, Francis, Farris, Gibson.
Okay.
There is one woman I remember.
So it's like if you not call them name there. If you talk about yeah man, me not.
You never used to go case.
Yeah, me not. Yeah man, me not. Me not 10-4.
Yeah, me not 10-4. man, get out of here. Boy, you're not 10-4.
10-4. No, yeah, soldier. Which 10-4 you not?
Yeah man, if a man link you, I say yo, where Father Powell always say. You say who name Father Powell? You know, hey.
Damn.
Brother, yeah. If you go yep. KC for the last 30 years and don't name Father Powell.
I don't know what Father Powell used to say.
I don't know who name Father Powell and what him used to say. You do. Ja-ja. You never used to go KC.
Ja-ja. Comments. Imposter. Comments.
I don't guess me, I guess
no. No, no, I said, I know what you said, neither. You see me? Why comments.
Comments.
Comments. Can we read the comments, you know?
We need Father Powell prayer saying.
Me don't know, so me I go read it in the comments.
I'm a promise.
Cause that would have, cause you that would have fully catch me right there, so
fully.
Easily.
Yeah.
Like, what Father yeah. Paul used to say? Who? Man, who name Father Paul? I don't know. Father
me say Paul. Father Paul favorite song. So when Father Paul got KC, I say, glorify your name. Father, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify your name.
Who's Father Paul, the principal?
Rest in peace, Father Paul. Rest in peace, Father Paul.
Was he a principal?
Like, what? Father Paul was like the priest. So we used to have, you know, Kingston College, we're Anglican.
Oh, no, I never know. I didn't know the religious kind of judges is Jesuit.
What is Jesuit?
Jesuit is like, why? The comments would I probably have to explain Jesuit more. Jesuit is like a, it's a branch of Christianity, but you know, to some people it's like a Illuminati branch of Christianity where related to the Knights Templars and that's a whole other, you see me? That's a whole other algorithm.
Oh, is that chapel we used to do like devotion at chapel and them thing. We
okay.
Walk at the chapel and pray and go back to that class and all them foolishness.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but the reason why I start, that's still enough.
Yeah.
Champs are come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why I'm veer off in a
okay.
Day.
Okay.
The high school thing. I remember I said champs. Champs are forward. KC go win champs. Moving on.
I can't even argue with that guy.
You know, it's regular.
Last time I argued, them bring up the stats and style me. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, last time you argued about them drafty stats, you know.
And I'm saying, so, yo, somebody in the comments say, Crooks, never size up Arden with KC.
Never, like, Arden probably older than KC. That's only it.
Yeah, that's probably it.
That's probably, just maybe only.
Yeah. And probably not that much older either, I think.
When old is Arden? 19 what?
I want to say Arden is 19... I want to say like 53 or something.
1953?
Yeah.
No, we're older then.
Yeah?
We're older. We're 100 this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
1925.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Let me see.
That's crazy. If you get your school age wrong, you know, dog, you're sorry, you know.
I mean, my old, you know, dog.
No, yeah. But you go there for 5 years of your life.
Yeah. Oh, Every day. My wrong for real.
You're wrong by far, too.
1927.
Oh, so we're older than a Bible 2 years.
Yeah. So it's 98 years old.
Yeah. So that means you probably need to see when it's a bill.
I don't know the Arden family. personally.
You don't know them. But
no, I don't know them.
You didn't hear about it. Then probably listen it down the road from you.
You know, when just a bill up, you see me, I said, it was Arden Road, when they buy the road, you see me?
Mad.
Yeah, buying a road is crazy.
That's when things are cheap. Make no, up them things, you know?
Yeah, yeah, buy, yeah, yeah.
No, there is going to be a Dale Elliott drive or something.
Yeah, I mean,
if me have to build it.
Yeah, that's all I have to do.
At Jamaica, I just want me have to just make sure my Excel is so big.
Yeah,
that me have a Dale Elliott drive.
I mean, it depends on where you want it, because you could make it so that it turns onto your property.
No,
but
you can't do that. No, more on a road. It's like old man's in the Musgrave.
I'm
dead serious.
No, but no.
Me dead. But no. Nothing about this not funny. You see, like what is a Marcus Garvey drive?
Yes.
You got one, Dale Elliott Road.
I'm with it.
Speak it into being.
Into being. I mean, it, bro, everything is possible and it can be done.
The tears.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we not talk about it. Somebody did say why we as Jamaicans like segregate each other so much.
Why do we like to segregate each other so much? You'd have to ask everybody that, I feel like. I think every Jamaican does it. Every Jamaican low-key kind of tests. Even if the two owner could have born a Jamaica and me more Jamaican than you in Jamaica because you know I'm sardine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Me feel like all countries do it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like this is just something where synonymous to Jamaica alone.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody just want, you know, what are the difference? What make me more Jamaican?
Because like, you can't be Italian and break spaghetti. You know what I mean? If a real Italian see a break spaghetti, then we look at you like, who, like, what are you?
So why you can't break spaghetti?
Because why would you break spaghetti?
Is ramen spaghetti?
Ramen is not spaghetti.
Jano.
Ramen is not spaghetti. They're both noodles, but it is absolutely not
ramen
spaghetti.
Ramen and spaghetti, brother.
Ramen is absolutely.
Me not care what nobody say. You see, if it looks spiggy, a spaghetti. That me tell you, if when me dip the fork in it and twist it round, me see something come up.
Ramen Alfredo is crazy. Like what? That's not like you. What ramen and tomato sauce?
So well. Buy ramen a staple, you know.
Ramen is a staple, but it's a noodle, you know. But that's like saying dumpling is spaghetti.
No, because exactly. Because you can't twist dumpling and...
So if you could twist dumpling...
Try twirl, if you can juke it with the fork and twirl it up...
That's spaghetti.
That's spaghetti, that.
That's the characteristic of...
That's what we count as... It's spigging. It's spig.
I mean, that hard for argue still, if that's the classification.
Dumpling is just a flour.
But that count as... That's like in the same family as spaghetti.
You can't put dumpling and spaghetti in the same family.
It's in the... What do you mean?
You answer every...
Dumpling and spaghetti is literally in the same family, bro.
Because, yes. And then people like a come around and say, me mean.
Because...
I'm a bully.
Hashtag stop bullying crooks.
Crooks. Crooks. Crooks. By you imploring that dumpling and spaghetti are the same thing.
It's not the same thing. But it's in the same family.
All right. So it's in the same family. So five dumpling. A five piece of spaghetti. I same thing, crooks.
No, but they're in the same family.
Can't be the same
It's in the same family, bro.
Five dumpling feed a family.
Five dumplings can feed a family, yes.
Five spaghetti can do that.
But a pack of spaghetti can. And it depends on how big your roll of dumpling.
A pack of spaghetti is actually just one.
The one serving?
No, one person that.
you know how much servings is a pack of spaghetti?
What, you pack of spaghetti? Long pack them?
Yeah.
How much serving is that?
Are you talking about ramen?
I tell you, say ramen, I same thing. You can do whatever you want. Ramen, I same thing as spaghetti. Me not care nobody say. Comments. Tell me if you agree.
Is ramen spaghetti?
It is. Brother. me make macaroni ramen already. You know?
Like ramen and cheese?
But just macaroni it.
Just, what you mean you just macaroni?
But just get the crab cheese.
Yeah. I just add that.
Wild tree ramen. And dump it tonight.
That sounds insane.
I only used to eat tree ramen at a time, you know.
Brother, you're afraid of salt.
Brother, I don't know how many kids pressure. Brother. I used to believe that I was a ramenosaur.
Like you had the recipes.
Brother, if me make some ramen gear right now, brother. you think of the chef we go so.
What's it? Cuisine. What's it?
Brother. Me coulda make bad ramen, brother. Me coulda. We did bad pan ramen. Cause I used to just get three ramen, boil it in some water. Me used to cook ramen in a like Dutch pot.
That is crazy. So yeah. So you're making a full
whole heap of water. Whole heap of water. Three scotch bonnet pepper. Yeah. Three scotch bonnet. And me cut up things in it. Me put dumplings in it.
In the ramen?
Spinners.
Brother, you make soup. You make like chicken soup.
No, brother. Ramen me I make. Ramen. And then me used to always drop like 4 cube of Maggi. You know the Maggi thing them?
Yeah, the
4 cube of it.
Bouillon or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Cut up one garlic.
Season up. Well seasoned up.
Brother.
So never put like egg in there, like boil an egg and.
No. When me make ramen, me used to make ramen and when me done mash up my food, me like did half asleep.
all of that water.
Brother, my belly big, so.
You want all of that water?
Crazy. Beer water.
Jaja.
One time water I have ramen Google. Phobia, though. Me did have a ramen phobia when me couldn't eat no more ramen.
Yeah.
Because me did have make ramen and it's like the salt, it get way night. But I try to tip something night and salt, it get way night by mistake.
Yeah.
And then me never really know if I cook it.
Yeah.
So because me put all of salt tonight, me
did feel like right, saying.
Maybe if me put some sugar in it now, me can balance it out. At the worst tasting thing ever. Me never eat it, you know. Me did that shit way. And me don't know, just the thoughts that me did have to chew it way.
It was just like,
me give ramen a break for a while.
You ever try that ridiculously spicy one that them have? I don't remember what it
is. Maybe
you try
them.
No, man. The one where it coming like the... Coming out like the bowl, you know.
Brother, nobody in the world can eat more spicy food than
bro, that spicy ramen, I feel, is unnecessarily spicy.
You know why me like spicy food so much?
Why?
Because I never used to share.
So you wanted the spicy food to not share?
Because I grew up in an extended family.
Yeah.
Me used to always have cousin and like uncle who would have come and just grab out my meat out of my plate. I just, yo, let me see what I'm going right there. And just dip a fork and gone.
Yo, Jamaicans love to do that. See how do we do this?
Brother. What on top of this, sir?
Gone.
Look, the one leg where me a safe, because me's a man who used to see a food in my youth.
Yeah.
Me used to have it, that there was, mine, me did have a cousin, but when she come, me and my cousin used to have to hide under the bed. It was basically my auntie.
Mm-hmm.
Once we hear her outside, we hide under the dinner table and eat with dinner.
Wow. Because she come thief.
Because she going to need more to food.
Jaja.
So me did have a remedy.
Mm-hmm.
If me make the food
spicy enough.
Super spicy. Nobody not gonna beg me.
So you're just there burning.
Because I don't want to share it. Because I don't want to share it. Like, brother, me would have literally go buy like jerk chicken upon like Fridays.
Yeah.
And when I walk in,
mm-hmm.
I buy jerk chicken, link boji. By me walking, everybody love boji jerk chicken.
Yeah.
See, by me reach. But it was duck. Boji, I said, yo, you, man, what y'all do with it? Man, I said, yo, Boji, don't worry yourself.
Just beer, sir.
Yo, when we left the plaza, Boji have no pepper left to give nobody else.
None.
Me say.
Yeah, man, full of pepper.
So when we reach in.
Yeah, man.
By me open the box, them no. Don't
yeah, man,
make me.
Full of pepper. Because you know, I go on none of this.
But I remember one time, yo, my grandmother take out peace and I walk out the bathroom and come out. My grandmother said, but Jesus Christ, so no, come here. Come here. One person cares so wicked. So come here. go for some water for me. So dear, my grandmother said, so dear, I saw your wicked dear. You know what? Nobody eat none.
Nope.
Nobody don't beg me. Pepper it. So yeah, so to know.
Yeah.
Come in the world about pepper, you know. All the thing is that with pepper, it go in hot. Come out hot too. That are the killer.
That is my problem
and,
with pepper.
And to even say it going hot is
crazy. But remember, we make that one the past, you know, I was like, go, I mean,
no.
We make that pass, and we said, grab up your meat out of the, I was like, okay, I'm set out of the plate. We make him.
Out of the plate?
Yeah, I was like, grab up the meat is wild. You know, like,
you know what I mean though.
Yeah. Going,
you know what they have
going they, hot is crazy though.
Brother, I find the wise song of all time.
Which one?
I find the wise. I wrote it down. This is a record. I made sure to not forget this one.
So this is a S tier Y lyric.
This the number one.
Who is this by?
Bojo.
Okay.
You know, Bogle around the place night and day. Yeah. Bogle and summer. Yeah. So he might have a part with him say, all win wonder stiff like a piece of wood.
He did say that. Yes.
All win wonder stiff like piece of wood. Bogle like that.
Jojo.
To boy, we ain't wonder.
Boy, we ain't.
All you?
Jojo, we ain't.
Boy,
bro.
All we ain't wonder.
Would you say you're tough like piece of wood?
All we ain't wonder. Stiff like piece of wood. Them can't rub out.
Yeah, it's
etched.
It's there already.
Etched. You mean,
you can't, yeah, man, you can't change that. You can't.
That's Mr. always try sound like Bojo, you know.
Yeah.
Bojo, you know the one I'm sing, but I know that the sun will come. Let me see me fix my voice.
Tomorrow. Shining.
Bring me only joy.
I think that's one of Bojo's toughest tune.
No more sorrow. See me, I catch it there.
No.
Call me optimistic. I believe in life. Yeah. All is there for a taking. For a prize. For a prize, yeah. For a prize. For a prize.
Yo.
Oh, Magic City.
Yo.
Magic Light.
When Bojo record Magic City, bro, I know he had to feel like, yo, Sandals going to love this.
Say, yo.
Yo.
Yo, you see when this play up on the airport?
Yo. Wait till beaches hear this, man.
Rub it out.
Yeah, man, if Bush Stewart ever hear that song, yeah, man, it's done.
Oh, Magic City.
I was like, man, yeah, this
magic
is a tune.
Magic lights.
Magic moments. Magical. I was
dog,
like,
I'm this. A part of the dance, I get in a spirit. Dog say, magical. Ha, 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 ha. Like, the dog, I choke.
Bojo's really... feeling himself. Them time that I feel like.
Bojo are the man still, you know?
Yeah, fully. Yeah.
In terms, lyrically, even, I feel like Bojo are one of the first dancehall artists them way. Get it. Say, yo, we have to make them people understand we.
Yeah.
But we are going to do it in our way.
Yeah.
That's a very proper English song, you know?
Fully. Did he write that himself, you think?
I think so. The thing is, reggae don't have to worry about who write what.
It's only the dancehall.
Dancehall really care about like the writing.
You have to write. I think that holds it back, low-key. But you know, that might be.
But if somebody writes song for you,
yeah,
I feel like great minds work together.
True. I can see that. But I feel like if we tap into that more, because I feel like.
Now you know how much great hits the person who sing it and never them write it?
Not for them.
You know how much Michael Jackson sang and never
Whitney,
him write it?
Whitney, Michael barely write nothing. Michael don't really write nothing.
If me and Michael just care a song, come give me bridging.
So that's when you reach them pop levels there.
Just carry song come gimme.
When you have to just start churning out song.
If me a Beyonce, Ariana, just carry one song come gimme. Cause me now use up my brain right now. Right.
Here's the thing now too. You know my style already, you know. So you can, write a Beyonce song, you know. And sing it like a Beyonce song. By the time Beyonce get the song done, you know. If Beyonce don't want the song, you can release it yourself, you know.
Yeah, you can go take it. Sia never did that for Rihanna. Sia.
I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sia did that. T-Pain did that. Armstrong was supposed to be for Akon.
That's such a great song.
Right? And Akon was on some, bro, I'm not singing about.
Yeah, him say him did that do some locked up thing. Him say him did pass some.
Yeah, he was doing like the singy-singy prison, the singy-singy badman type vibe. And him wasn't on the, you
them
know,
time the dancehall remix every shot. Every song. When shot a guard,
yo, Akon must know the impact when did have on Jamaica. Still, but I don't think.
Rastaman don't apologize.
Yo.
That's a wallet.
Yo. Now this is an anthem. Blaze up your fire, push up your hands, them. Big up the lion, let's do the lion, them. Aha!
You know,
fire burn!
I feel like, I don't want to say Sizzler underrated because I'm getting ratings, but.
Like in the grand scheme of things?
In the grand scheme of things, Sizzler like one of the like forefathers.
Yeah, absolutely. Sizzler did, bro. Sizzler was supposed to be. You know what I think it is? There's just something about the American mindset and the Jamaican mindset that just does not.
Tell me your five best Jamaican albums of all time.
Albums?
Yeah.
Five best Jamaican album. This is in no particular order.
Yeah. No genre either. Your top five.
The Ballad of David Brooks is on there.
That a Beanie Man album?
No, man. That's on there too. Many Moods of Moses is on there.
Mm-hmm.
The Ballad of David Brooks, Movado album.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did I put on there? Best Jamaican album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, boy. Abab, I forgot the pun there, you know.
I mean Abab.
Realistically,
last time we talked about Mount Rushmore, we never mentioned Bob and the people and would have crucified me.
I feel like that's a given though. Bob is like saying Selassie I got up on the thing. It's like, of course he is who that is. You know what I mean? It's like that's the holy trinity of the Rasta is Selassie, Bob, Garvey, Howell. So like yeah, no, that's
him,
the
him in that.
He's in that. He's the prophet of the situation. Him and Marcus.
I kind of the same type of people. Him.
Yeah.
So your five. Let me see. So your five are the David Brooks.
David Brooks. I'm gonna say David Brooks. Beanie Man album, Many Moods of Moses.
The Bob Marley.
Bob Marley Legend. To me, it's between Legend and what I want there. It's not Confrontation. The Africa Unite album.
Mm-hmm.
Love that album.
So one Bob Marley, Movado, Beanie Man,
the Dirty Rock album, Sean Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Who else would I put up there? Album. This might be crazy still, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This might be crazy.
All right.
I'm going to put New Level Unlocked on there.
New Level Unlocked?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yeah.
I feel like New Level Unlocked.
The man are your five.
Yeah. I'll put New Level Unlocked on there.
No, it actually. So that are your five?
Yeah.
My five?
Yeah.
Chronix.
That's a good one.
That one with Smile For Me, Jamaica. Smile For Me, yeah. Chronology,
yeah.
I mean.
It's the one album we have.
No doubt about it, we're going to put that.
Yeah. I respect that.
Shiloh.
Till Shiloh.
Bujo.
Yeah. Two. I respect that.
Bob Marley.
Mm-hmm. Any Bob Marley album, okay.
Any Bob Marley album.
Yeah.
They're number one, actually.
Yeah.
I would say, if that are the three, this might be way out.
Okay.
Where we come from?
Popcorn. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah,
Popcorn. That was a good album.
Popcorn album, they're tough.
Yeah, that was a good album. I'm not vexed with that. And that's then, in my top 10 for yes. sure.
And then this might be way out.
Which one?
Mortimer.
Really?
The one we've just released there.
I haven't listened to that full album yet.
Yeah.
That's a bad?
Bad. Oh, no, okay. I understand it. Oh, bad Mortimer isn't.
No, Mortimer tough. Mortimer tough.
Whoa.
Music. Mortimer music. Tough. My issue is that it's the same reason I didn't put like a Chronix on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Because my listening preferences tend to be more like high tempo.
Or you like yeah. moving.
Yeah, I like more like.
Me like
yeah.
thought. Me like things. Me like thought provoking things. Me like things where.
So I like that, nature, but I don't like that in music necessarily.
But so you don't want to listen that.
No, me personally, mm-hmm. like, if me for really be honest with myself, most of the times, me want to listen music for catch a particular catch vibe. Me don't necessarily want like a history lesson or like some deep intro. Me personally, not listen music for like.
For feel something.
For feel, not for feel something that I could perceive as negative. I don't want to get too deep in my thoughts and too.
Is it, you know?
I have other things for that.
Time and place.
Time and place, yeah. I listen music more. You know what I mean? But Mortimer's music, like.
Definitely crazy.
It's yeah.
Bad.
Very, now, very good.
Anybody, if you're there, you don't know name Mortimer, in biggest song, you know Lightning.
Lightning.
Girl, my love.
Fire.
So strong.
Fire. Bro, when I heard that, I was like, oh, the weddings are about to go.
When that song, they make me never ever love nobody. I'm just want to find somebody to just love them.
Give them all the just.
I just want to love them.
Give them all the love. Where you there?
I just want to love somebody for right now for that song. Yeah.
Bro, when I heard it, I was like, damn, yeah, man. The wedding's about to lose it. Panda
the
one.
Wedding,
yeah.
Them, I got. Oh, Lord, yo. Man.
I'm about to see every wedding highlight in Jamaica with this right now.
Intentional music are the best, you know.
That's true.
When they make a song for something.
For a purpose. That's why Magic City set off.
What was that for?
I don't know, but it feel like, when I heard it, I was like, this had to be like, somebody pay him for write a song about a place. Like, just
come play. It don't say where the place is.
It doesn't say where the place is, which is what made me feel like, him did want to sell that song out to somebody. Like, this song recorded like,
yo, you for buy this, you know?
Yeah, somebody need for use this in the marketing. This is a marketing-friendly song. This could be for Las Vegas. Magic City, Magic Lights, Magic Moments, Magical Lights. That could be, you know, come to Las Vegas.
Weed, do that, you know? Weed. Make you think some.
You see me?
Feel like you can fly off in the year and all them things.
Magical lights. You know, see him stand up on the beach, man, and them have the drone shot. I was like, yeah, man, Budjo didn't know, say.
Big budget.
You see me? Fully, yeah, man. Just do that when you're serious, so them use up that song, yeah. Not a joke song.
Mm-hmm. I want to make sure you say all tears at Jamaica listen to it. Mm-hmm. Not just the Jamaica tear. No, because I'm not going to stop because people them burn me out.
Yeah.
People them burn me out with the tears. Oh, yo, why y'all segregate?
Dog, I still have my passport. Nobody can give me no chat. I was like, oh, okay. No. Nah. Don't act like Una don't do it. That's literally what them doing when them say that, you know.
I literally, them a tear we. In a tear we do that.
Like, dog, so you know, dog, one of them are foreign, you know, so you can't even talk about Jamaica, you know, dog. Like, yeah, but that's.
One of the things them, but like, for instance, me used to like, look pan. Not a jokeful way, we used to be like, yo, them people here, I go and say like them are Jamaican, and you know, but until me move here, I realize how important every Jamaican is to the culture, not just the Jamaican them in a Jamaica.
It's
I don't think we, me not think people even understand the importance of it.
The love of the culture is what? even keep it alive for so long.
Brother.
For the love of the culture from outside, because the people inside the culture now pay feet. If you mean.
Now pay feet?
Yeah.
No, they might pay feet, but they might pay feet in Jamaica.
Yeah.
No, when you go, when you go to America, America have a lot of like a reggae festival.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
Especially California. California full of reggae festival.
Don't feel like a black people there at a reggae festival.
Oh, there. Lord, man. There's one like every, I feel like there's one every month, if not two every month. And it's all, it, you know, so crazy about them reggae festival there. You will see somebody where you recognize as a Jamaican open for a band where you never hear about in your life.
And I ban everybody come for see.
And them, brother, everybody there for them. They're not there for, well, you thought Capleton was the highlighter. You're here for Capleton.
Yeah, but wait until.
Yeah, man, wait till Slightly Stupid touch a stage.
Who named Slightly Stupid?
That's a huge, comments, tell him, bro, Slightly Stupid is a huge reggae band.
Somebody named Slightly Stupid?
The band named Slightly Stupid. Slightly Stupid.
I never know that.
Bro, huge reggae band. Them depend every, look on the next reggae festival, you see, look at the lineup.
You realize that reggae are the only genre where the artists them tour every year.
They don't stop touring.
They tour forever.
Yeah, they don't stop tour.
You know, like how you have other music genres, yeah, some man will like fall off.
Yeah.
Not even like water down or cool down.
Reggae, you just need one, you know.
Reggae, you forever. Brother.
If you have one big tune.
Brother, me there, we go Kelly Vibes. And you know, them have the three stage them.
Mm-hmm.
And the second stage is like the big, big acts them. They are the first stage.
Yeah.
And it's like the second big act them. They are the second.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one, they're like a small stage.
Yeah.
They're like half in the corner. But that way is like, you come like the Jamaican them.
Yeah.
And this third stage, because we got the third stage. We are going to see Vegas. We are going to see, you know, Baby Shaman.
Yep.
TJ. Mm-hmm. We are got that stage there.
The Marco and everybody. Yep.
Brother. The second stage, we did they stand up over the third stage and me or somebody shout out, are you ready for the Shidley? Yo, big brother, bear in mind, big band, I perform my first stage.
Yeah.
And we are watching, I don't remember who did I perform at the third stage when that happened, but the first stage, it packed.
Mm.
Bear in mind, people, it's like 15,000 people at this place.
Yeah.
When the man say, are you ready for the Shidley? In my mind, may I say, the Shidley?
What is the Shidley?
Brother, Mr. People start run towards the second scene. We just hear somebody say, wow!
Shidley, what little.
Yo, you see when the man caught out and say, man, the bad boy on the corner, some move from brother.
Boom, boom,
high
boom,
knees.
Boom, yeah,
brother,
gone,
I'll be run. I say, yo, Barrington Levy, what do you mean? The Shidley.
Barrington the Shidley Levy.
Brother, people just want to see. The man never have a performing.
Him not all about for the Shidley one.
Barrington Levy could have just stood up there and just
say, the intros. Just intros.
Shidley Dudley would Shidley. And people are lose it.
Man a bad boy, I'm not. Him don't even need. Him don't need no. Him don't need brother, no music, you know.
Man a bad boy. In the Bible, there was no music, brother. I just the bands are all ear was boom, boom, ah, boom, boom, ah. See, she did that. The man bad. I want me tell you, like new school right now, me feel like Skilly Bang with him sounds with like the wap wap and brup bap.
Yep.
They like when we make sounds.
I realize because of the language barrier that seems to be there, they think.
Is our next language.
They think it's a completely different language.
Because we're just saying madness, you know.
They'll think we're saying stuff that...
Makes sense.
Sometimes I think we're saying stuff that makes sense, and sometimes the things that will make sense, them think are foolishness.
But no, we are saying things that make sense, like, you know, Zagazao. No, we finally know.
We finally know what Zagazao mean. You see me?
No, Zagazao mean a girl with a big butt.
Because, you know, that's what him was trying to say to Maya.
The man said that.
Is it, that it's on record.
Him
it's
said, in 4K. Zagaza.
You see me? If I could be a girl, Maya, you have a big body.
That's basically what he said.
Like, so it was a yes or no.
I want to know why he would have... Be the man, what you meant by... Die!
Die!
Die! Die! Die! Burn, burn, burn.
Bye. But that, see, but I don't think that. Bro, what is a zungu 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 sing? I don't even know how people did search for that. You know?
Brother.
That's the name of the song.
How do you,
you know?
YouTube that song?
You have to type in zungu 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 zing and pray so you spell it right.
Yeah, you know the one you say. Minimimu. Minimimu.
What that? Major Mackerel.
Major Mackerel.
Major Mackerel. Yo, read Major Mackerel still, you know. You know, Uto, Biddy bang bang, biddy Ika Mouse.
These men were just making sound.
Just making sound. Bang biddy bang bang. Ganja smuggling. Hey, yeah. You know, what sing like a guitar.
Kaboom! Well, that never bad. Beanie never have no Bounty never have a outlandish sound.
Bounty never have outlandish, like made up words. But he just had like things that he said repeatedly that eventually, you know, cross. Hangry. Me, he's a rebel.
Yeah.
Like, you just start with them thing there and they just stick. Kaboom! It's like, I'm full attack still. But I never have to make up like...
Craziest thing to me still. Scooby!
Scooby! Hawaii! Hey! Outer Road, what is a Scooby? What?
Scooby-Doo!
Is that what Scooby was supposed to be?
Scooby! Like, what else could it be? What else could, though? No, what?
I don't know why.
What could a Scooby be, though? Scooby! Away!
You know something? Never think about it, bro.
What? Elephant Man, what did you mean by Scooby?
What was a Scooby?
It had to be Scooby. Scooby-Doo.
It had, because the dance, we had the Scooby-Doo dance. Yeah.
The Scooby-Doo.
I mean,
everybody just go and do Scooby-Doo.
So is it okay? Wait. So I think I said the vision. Cause Scooby-Doo was this.
Scooby-Doo.
And this was the Scooby.
What was Scooby?
Scooby was the push-off.
Scooby! Are you sure? Don't make me get this right.
Comments. Wasn't Scooby the push-off?
It was the Scooby-Doo, though.
This was Scooby-Doo. Everybody, Scooby-Doo.
This was so simple back in the day.
See how the dance this is was nice, bro?
Watch out now.
Rock away. Watch out.
Yeah. Man, you're tired. You know why you burn too much calories?
Brother.
Focus. Focus.
Yeah. Get my heart rate up.
For the price, yeah.
For the price.
Big artist still.
Bojo.
Rate all of them.
Man, you know, people did burn me out over Bojo years ago.
Why?
Because I was like, I feel like we should just appreciate what we the music that we have from Bojo and not put too much expectations on what it might release. You know?
No.
After coming out from prison and Ray Tete. You know, I feel like he's done great works and we shouldn't put too much pressure upon him. And everybody was like, oh, the dog, fall off. I'm like, did he?
What I love with music is catalog. Some people like don't have to make another song.
And him don't have to make another song?
Cartel don't have to make another song.
No.
Them develop us. And guess what? How much do you think that them money catalog is worth if them decide to sell it?
Cartel? It depends still, you know. Cartel have a crazy catalog still, you know. I feel like Bojo's might be more valuable than Cartel's, though. In terms of international
scope?
Yeah. Coming out, the Cartel does respectfully. Respectfully.
Don't make the A.
Respectfully. Mm-hmm. Cartel have an album big like Till Shiloh?
I mean, when I think we don't have to argue that.
You know? So,
but in terms of just body of work and international
appeal, I feel like.
Yeah, if I was in the business of buying catalogs right now,
mm-hmm.
I would try, if me did have money, say me I want a record label.
Yeah.
Me that go buy a Cartel catalog. Right now, today.
Yeah. If I was like a green sleeves or a VP or whatever.
Today, in today's time, me I try buy a cartel catalog for me I say like 80 million. Me I say 80.
80 mil. Why?
Tell me if me I think too much or too little. More know that.
Why? I feel like 80 mil too much still, you know. Only because
Future sell him catalog for 75 million.
Yeah, but that's a future. So this is why I'm gonna say it's tricky because you have to look at the demand.
Yeah.
Is there a international demand or a demand for cartels music or the old music?
Is there a demand for future music outside of America?
But the American market can manage that. And the American market is interested in future. Is the American market interested in cartel as much as they're interested in future?
Yeah, but when you buy a catalog, you know, you think about years from now. You don't think about where I play parade now.
Yeah, but it's also like a stock market. You're hoping that this catalog will be a value later.
Mm-hmm.
So is the audience and market in Jamaica big enough?
I think future catalog should have sold for more than that. Let's get it out there.
I think that was a great deal for Future's catalog. Mm-hmm. Like for the whoever bought it.
Yeah, me think that was a great deal. Definitely get a good discount.
Yeah, Future could I get more than that?
Super good discount.
Future could I get more than that, especially being, because he's also, I don't know what that entails. I don't know if that he, like a part of his like writing credits and anything.
First thing I try to ask, if me's a record label right now, me a sign cartel and me a make him open him own little fraction of a label and make him just sign artists and bust them. Like that, I would have like see that role because he has done such a good job.
He's done an amazing job at that.
Only person who do more about Bounty. I would say Bounty.
Yeah, yeah.
So me is a record label. This is just me. I put on like my businessman hat.
All right,
my businessman hat. I would have just get signed cartel. All
right, you have the back pitney label.
Create like a him did have a Portmore Empire.
Yeah, make so a new version
like
of that.
Like a new version. It not have to be Portmore.
Yeah,
but him can name it something.
Yeah, a new crew and then and
sign people and him have like you know like how you have a debt jam and a me that geek me.
All right,
this is just me. Me that just say all right, cartel bam. See some money. This is your label.
Mm-hmm.
You are the executive CEO, whatever it is. And you know, can boss people like me that just make him do that.
All right. So you have
good investment that
you have your label, Bad Picnic Records, whatever, right?
It's crazy. I wouldn't though, but hey.
So you have your label. 5 artists you'd assign out of Jamaica.
Right now.
That you feel like maybe not, you know, that you could have. You feel like you can.
5 artists were not boss yet?
No, them can boss already, you know.
When would that sign?
Yeah, who would that sign right now? You say cartel, so cartel is there.
No, I wouldn't sign cartel. Cartel would be a branch. You have Sony and then you have Atlantic.
Like Sony
cartel
Jamaica.
And go deal with theme thing.
Okay. Cartel would have like a Rock Nation thing, subsidiary for himself. Yeah. Okay.
But you have to understand. For me, me lean to reggae more.
Mm-hmm.
So me don't want to sound biased.
I mean,
for the people who made that sign.
Yeah. I mean, it's your label, you know, so you can't always bias.
Five artists for me that sign.
So you that sign.
Young Russ.
Good car.
That's a good
draft pick. That's a good draft pick.
Young Russ, Mortimer.
Yeah.
No, me like controversial.
I'm here for it.
Only the music.
Only the music.
Jackie. Only the music.
I'm glad you have to clarify. Just for the music.
No, because I know some people, you know, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Some people have legal issues and everything. I know some people like voice them opinion pan, you know.
Yeah.
Music.
Musically, yeah.
Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
I said Deani.
Deani? Mm-hmm. Deani is a yeah, crazy pull like still.
Could I make some money?
Yeah.
Could I market them for there?
Yeah.
And one young artist, Lila Ike.
A good pick.
Yeah.
That's a good pick. That's a good
pick. Yeah, that would be like my like Fab Five.
That'd be the five my, bad picknicks.
And then each of them may market differently.
Yeah.
This is just me put on like my business hat.
So my team would be a very unorthodox team. I'm signing Rose Dan. I'm signing Eyewater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm signing Lila was a good pick still, you know. I'd sign Naomi Cowan.
It is a try look a rival. Like a rival, yeah, try rival.
No, you're not trying to rival. It's not rival. You pick Lila, someone never was.
Exactly. It's
like, all right. So if I couldn't pick Lila, you know, love Naomi though. Who else would I sign?
Bro. We never call Kafi because Kafi signed already.
Kafi signed already. Nah, lie. I feel like Massacre would be a really good signage. Is he signed already?
Probably.
I'd well, sign him if he
the
wasn't.
The people when we mentioned, I don't know if them signed either.
Yeah.
Them probably signed, I don't know.
Yeah, because I think Lila with RCA
yeah.
or whatever. But I'd sign Massacre. And I would sign... It's gonna be a weird pull. I would sign Lali.
That's smart. Lali, I'm bridging, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, musical. You with Lali.
Bro, musically, I think Lali is very, very, very dope. Like, I think he has a energetic style that Marit. You know what I mean? Like.
In bringing, I had DJ. Am I gonna bring life to the room?
It have a mm-hmm. positive energy.
But you see, it worked because the five people were you pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the five people were me pick.
Yeah.
Sing and you know a certain different way. So it makes sense.
It work. I feel like there's a lot of good talent out there where, you know, if they're able to get utilized properly, it's like there's a whole heap of. Mm. Only for good stuff out there.
Mm. People, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. I'm going to finish it with this. People start complaining and we need to post the audio version of the podcast.
The audio version?
Yes. So now the podcast available on Apple Podcasts,
okay.
Spotify
and everything.
Amazon, Deezer. Anywhere you go get your podcast, my podcast is there.
Ooh. That mad.
Mm-hmm. So, yo, mad. People, we are deep. You know?
Yeah, well.